Hi, this is Pastor Chris. Welcome to this podcast from Living Hope Baptist Church in Geneva, New York. Today's date is Monday, March 16th, 2020. In the last few weeks, we have witnessed unprecedented events within our nation and our state and our city as the novel coronavirus, that's COVID-19, has spread throughout the world and has been labeled a pandemic. Now, we have yet to have a confirmed case here in Ontario County, but it does seem to be a question of when, not whether, the virus will arrive. The spread of COVID-19 has forced leaders at every level of our society to make difficult decisions. And large gatherings have been discouraged, schools have been closed, community events have been canceled. And none of those decisions have been easy. In the same way, church leaders have been forced to consider whether the potential spread of the virus merits the cancellation or the postponement of services. And we too, at Living Hope, have had to think through these issues. At Living Hope, we do want to support the efforts of our government in curtailing the spread of COVID-19. We also want to love others by avoiding any reckless or unnecessary transmission through public gatherings. Accordingly, we have decided to suspend our regular church services for the next several weeks. We don't know how long this will last, but we have made it a point that to look to the Ontario County Health Department for its guidance in this matter. The Geneva City School District is also looking to the health department for its guidance, and we will be watching the schools to see whether they are cleared to reopen. Our hope is that we will be able to live stream services on Sunday mornings and offer several locations for small group meetings. And we will do our best to keep you informed about those offerings. We also believe it is important at this time for our church body to remain connected, to worship together as we are able, to pray for one another, and to assist one another as needed. To facilitate that, we are going to offer a daily devotional podcast, which incidentally you are listening to if you're catching this, Monday through Friday on the Living Hope website, www.livinghopegeneva.com. And we are going to be creating a group chat thread on WhatsApp. This messaging app, WhatsApp, it's WHATSAPP, is free and it can be downloaded at any app store. If you want to use your computer, you can go to www.whatsapp.com and download the app. And again, it's free of charge. And this thread can be used to encourage one another, to communicate you and your family status, your status and your family's, to share praises and prayer requests, and to reach out for help. We will also use it as it is appropriate to share information on the coronavirus. If you have any questions about this, please feel free to call me, or you can email me at cnpilet, that's C-N-P-I-L-E-T, at gmail.com. Now I'd like to take just a minute or two and offer a brief devotional thought. In our family Bible Hour, we have been looking at a book written by Charles Stanley entitled 30 Life Principles. In that book, he examines 30 principles, he says, that have guided his life and ministry. It has been a profitable study thus so far, and it has caused me to wonder which principles I would put forward were I to have written such a book. Now, with that in mind, I thought I would try to list a few of those. Now, see if you agree, and these may or may not coincide with Dr. Stanley's. I'm just going to try to do maybe one a day for a while. Excuse me. The first principle I would like to state does not actually come from Dr. Stanley, though I'm sure he would concur with it. Here's the first principle. There is a God. Of course, everybody says, well, duh, of course I believe there's a God, but not everybody does. It seems to me that this is the starting point of all reason, both theological and secular. It may not be a person's existential starting point in that, you know, we all start life consumed by ourselves and by our own personal interests, but this is the logical starting point of a person's life, I believe, this question of whether there is or is not a God. The proposition that there is a God is either or. Either there is one or there isn't one. And one's conclusion on the matter alters the entirety, I think, of one's world and life view. The Bible doesn't engage in preliminary arguments for the existence of God. It just begins with a simple assertion, in the beginning, God. And as such, it posits the existence of an almighty creator and challenges the reader to observe the validity of the statement. Some people refer to that as a presuppositional approach. Well, yes, the biblical author's presupposition is that there is a real personal God, one who is both omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, and sovereign. And this is the thought that is openly affirmed by Paul later when he writes in Romans 1:20, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, meaning us, they are without excuse. But my interest today isn't to convince the non-believer of God's existence. It is simply to assert that the foundational principle of my life is that God does indeed exist. Well, I could say more, but I'm going to leave it there. And as I do, let me just ask you this. What does that mean practically for you today, the fact that God really, truly exists? What impact does that foundational principle have on your life today? Well, my prayer is that the Lord will richly bless you as you think about these things. The best is yet to come. Have a great day.